So hepatobiliary system 2 is going to be about the gallbladder. And the first half hour of today's class will be going through the normal histology of the gallbladder. And the second part of the class will be covering the pathology associated with the gallbladder. There are two slides for the normal histology that we'll work through, one from the virtual microscope set and one from the anatomy department's histology. So just two images to work through today, and we'll probably go through the pair of them together. Once I've gone through a description of the structure, then we'll have an opportunity for the tutors to answer your questions as we go along. So let's begin with just the basic anatomy of the gallbladder, and that is it's a pear-shaped structure, a sac, a distensible sac. It can stretch, change its volume. It's attached to the posterior inferior surface of the liver, and part of it is actually attached to the liver and part of it is free and will affect the nomenclature of the outer surface. Where it's attached, we describe it as the adventitia. Where it's separate or free, we describe it as the serosa. But structurally and histologically, the same sort of appearance in terms of the outer structure of the gallbladder. It's attached by the cystic duct, which runs into a sort of a Y shape with the hepatic duct, and then comes out through the common bile duct into the pancreas. And you've done this in gross anatomy already, I hope. So its major role is that it collects the dilute bile that's coming out of the liver, runs into the gallbladder. The gallbladder acts as a storage device for the bile, and it also concentrates the bile. So it is an absorptive epithelium, and so we're going to see features that are similar to other absorptive epithelia that we see throughout the body. Its third role, besides storing it and concentrating it, is under the right stimuli to contract and release that bile into the gastrointestinal tract. So they're the three major roles of the gallbladder. This stimulus to secrete comes from the presence of fat in the duodenum, and enteroendocrine cells within the epithelia of the duodenum are the primary signal back to initiate smooth muscle contraction in the wall. So we're going to see smooth muscle located in the wall of the gallbladder. Now this is a storage sac off the gastrointestinal tract, so we're not going to see the same organisation of smooth muscle in the wall that we see for the rest of the tract. It has a different appearance of the smooth muscle in its wall, and you won't be able to see muscularis externa or a muscularis mucosa. Is going to be a different structure for the smooth muscle. So the first one here is a normal gallbladder. And as we go in a bit closer,